When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Rob, you've had a few days to think about it. What did you make of that defeat, the weekend England?
I think it was very disappointing, wasn't it? Before the game, I thought there was a little air of complacency setting into country, supporters, media. Now, to be fair, I don't think it was within the camp. But listen, you never go to England and, you know, romp home with a victory. You have to play well. And on the day, we didn't play well. Their forwards got the upper hand on us. Our discipline was poor. And, you know, England played very well and they were deserving of their victory.
17-8 up at one stage. They'll probably be kicking themselves the most at that, won't they, to let it slip?
Yeah, they'll be kicking themselves right throughout the game. You know, with 90 seconds on the clock, we're still leading. And, you know, they would have absolutely backed themselves to have been able to defend an English set piece in their own 10-metre line. So there was lots of different points throughout the game, and we had some other opportunities to even stretch that lead out a little bit more. But again, you know, we have to credit the opposition, and England dug in very, very well, and they found a way to win, which is a sign of a good team. And they've demonstrated that a lot over the last number of years, particularly at the World Cup. You know, they might not have played the prettiest of rugby, but they kept finding ways to win.
78th, 79th minute, Conor Murray puts in the touch. Is that what you would have expected of him, or would you have said go long? Which way do you see that incident?
Well, listen, there's arguments for everything. You know, you can try and hold on to the ball for 90 seconds and play out of your own half, but referees are looking to give penalties away there for teams trying to run down the clock. You know, could you kick it long, you know, down into their half, have a really strong kick chase and make England work the way back up the field from 60 metres out? And, you know, the third option of, you know, kicking it, he probably would have liked to get a little bit more distance. I think there was a call from the touchline to get it off the field. But again, they still would have backed themselves from their own 10-metre line to hold England out and either force a turnover. And they got very close to holding the ball up two or three times. You know, just a couple of lapses of concentration.
You played in big games. Must be so difficult to be at your best all the time. Why do you feel Ireland weren't quite at it the weekend?
Yeah, of course, it is difficult. And that's why the very best in the teams in the world are able to hit those heights every single week. And, you know, you even take South Africa in the World Cup. Okay, ultimately they went on, they won it, but they lost the game during it too. So good teams do lose if you're not at the pitch that you need to be at every single week. And it is difficult. It's a reminder that you always have to keep getting better, and there's any team out there and their day can beat you. But, you know, they're very lucky that in a week's time they've got an opportunity to do it right and potentially win a championship.
Did you expect England to be as sharp, or did they shock you as well?
No, do you know what? I think in their previous game against Scotland, there was a noticeable difference for me in terms of how they were trying to play, the shape, their attacking mindset.
It's actually quite funny you say that, because in studio you said if they are to beat Ireland, they have to attack. And there was a bit of a disagreement, I think, with a few of the pundits, but I suppose they did attack and they won.
They did attack. And they turned over the ball 22 times in that Scotland game. And if you turn the ball over that amount of times, you're never going to win. But I could see a definite change in attitude. And they brought it this week. And, you know, I think it was very clear 5-10 minutes into the game, everyone watching that match knew England are here to play.
Ireland going forward, Scotland still have a chance for a championship. What would be the biggest learning, so to speak, this week for Andy Farrell and his coaching staff?
Listen, they'll dust themselves off. I think defensively there was a fair few errors, some individual lapses of concentration. Discipline was poor in the day, and poor discipline is not something that we associate with this rugby team. They'll be very wary of Scotland. It's probably the one team you don't want to play after a defeat like that, because Scotland will have no fear and they will throw the kitchen sink at us. But you know, as we have said an awful lot of times throughout the last 18 months, if this team performs to the capable of what they can, they'll win.
The 6-2 split has been spoken about by many pundits over the last year. Which way do you see it? It was obviously going to cost Ireland at some stage. Most times, any decisions, you know, at one stage in a year, it will come with cropper, and it did.
Yeah, it did. And you know, like you said, there will be times in a season when your bench gets put under pressure, particularly the two component on it with only two backs. You know, the times it does work, it works really well, and the times it goes badly, it goes wrong. You know, I think Calvin Nash coming off so early was disappointing for him, but it put the team under pressure straight away. And, you know, when you're having to move Jemison Gibson-Park to the wing on 50-odd minutes, you know, although he performed unbelievably well there, he's still a guy that you want to run the ball the whole game because he keeps the tempo high. And, you know, see, we did lose a bit from that and, you know, probably just became a little bit disjointed.
Can you make any correlation with the defeat to England and the one to New Zealand or not?
No, I don't think so. You know, we got beaten up by the pack a little bit, and that was the teams who beat Ireland go after our pack and they go after our set piece. You know, I think against New Zealand, you know, we were operating at 85-90%. You know, this week I don't think we got near that level of performance. But you know, any time you get big defeats, you've got to learn from them and you've got to dust yourself off quickly because there's a big prize at the end of this week.
Last couple for me. Do you expect Ireland to be much better at home against Scotland?
I expect a huge difference from them. Big difference. You're at home, Paddy's weekend. You know there's a trophy on the line. You know that they'll definitely be up for it. So I do expect a big performance.
And Scotland's biggest threats in the back line, Russell, Van der Merwe. Do you expect them just to go hell for leather and chuck it out the backs and play wide?
Yeah, I do. I expect them to really throw the ball around. You know, the Scottish would love to spoil our party. Anytime you go away from home to a team who's fighting for a trophy on the day, you know, that's an added incentive. And, you know, Finn Russell, Hugh Jones, Van der Merwe, Stein, Kinghorn, they have a back line who can really attack. And they will be coming this week with a real emphasis on their attacking play.
And the final one, I presume you expect Ireland to win, and roughly by how much?
I do expect them to win. I think it'll be a 7-10 point victory, but I think the most important for them is just getting their performance back to a level that they know they're capable of.
Great stuff, Rob, nice to chat to you.
Thanks, Joe.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.